So we want to look in Joshua tonight, Joshua chapter 5, and we want to share just a few verses with you. We've titled the message tonight, The Battle of the Heart. And you kind of wonder, well, what's that got to do with Joshua? You know, I believe that each one of us have to deal, as we face challenges and as we face obstacles, a lot of times we have to battle our own heart. And what I mean by that is, you know, when I was playing sports, there would be time periods that I would be confident, and there would be other times that I wouldn't be confident, and I would kind of get into a slump. And I played for a good number of years while I was in school and even out of school. And it never failed. When I lost my confidence, then before I went up to bat or even before I scored a goal through basketball, when I got my hands on the ball, I would kind of doubt myself. And I would kind of doubt whether I was, you know, adequate. And if you ever, one time I was playing baseball and I was out in the outfield and I actually dropped a ball that came right to me. And I like to never got over that because I just felt like a failure. I felt like, you know, the whole team, I let the whole team down, and it took several games and talking with the coach. And so, believe it or not, we struggle with that even within ourselves. When we know that we have a battle, or we know we have a crisis, or we know we have an obstacle, or we know we have something in life that has to be accomplished, if we begin with doubt, then that's going to hinder what takes place. And we know that we're Christian. We know that we serve the Lord. We know that we serve the living God. We know His abilities. We know all those things. But yet, why is it sometimes that we doubt? Why is it sometimes that we, you know, we begin the battle with big questions? And so this passage is dealing with Joshua, and he's getting ready to fight a battle. He's getting ready to where they're approaching Jericho, and he's getting ready to, the Lord is going to use him to conquer the walls. And for us looking on, and for us after the fact, we read this passage of Scripture, and we see how that God blessed them. And of course, you know, we already know the walls came down. We already know the walls, you know, they came down. And we also know that they had to circle. God gave them a plan, and they had to follow that plan in its entirety. And then the end result was the walls came down. But there had to be some preparation before that. And that's why we've called it the battle of the heart. So I want to begin reading with verse 13 of Joshua chapter 5. And the Bible says, "And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, Art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship, and said unto him, What saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, Loose thy shoe from thy foot, For the place whereon thou standeth is holy. And Joshua did so. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We do lift up the request of prayer that were mentioned tonight, those that have different needs and healing from surgeries and, Lord, that are in critical conditions. Lord, we just pray that you'll help them and strengthen them. And, Lord, we're looking to you to bring comfort to each one and meet each need. And, Father, we pray for our young people down as they meet tonight. We pray for our time together here. We pray for those that are viewing and those that are watching. And Lord, we just pray that you'll speak to our hearts. Lord, we ask that you give us what we need. We ask that you encourage us. But also, Lord, we pray that we'll evaluate ourselves as to where we are in our life. Lord, we know that we could do nothing without you. So we're asking and we're petitioning for your help. And Lord, we for someone that doesn't know Christ as our personal Savior, speak to that heart. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Back in World War I, there was a man named Alvin York that was a soldier. And he struggled. He struggled with war itself. He struggled with the thoughts of having to fight. He struggled with the fact with killing. And because he was a Christian, and he felt like in the Christian faith that he felt like that even during war times that that should never have to happen. York had been drafted, and he had to leave home. He was reading his Bible because he was struggling, and he was reading his Bible and realized that he could obey God and defend the helpless in Europe at the same time. And he wrote these words. He says, "As I pray there alone, I knew he was there. He understood," meaning the Lord. "He understood I did not want to be a fighter or a killer. He took pity and gave me the assurance I needed." The writer of this article says this: York had to win the battle in his heart before he could fight the battle that lay ahead of him in the trenches. Joshua had to do the same thing. Joshua had to fight the battle of the heart. I guess you would kind of say it like this. He had to realize the battle could be won before the battle was ever fought. You know, there's no point in fighting the battles of life if you go into them with a negative attitude that you're going to be defeated. And that's very easy for that to happen. That's very easy. Joshua would need to win the battle of his heart before the battle begins. And every day we struggle, and every day we struggle with different things in life. And we struggle with doubt. We struggle with fear. We struggle with the unknown or the possibilities or the big word, which is two letters, the if. If this happened or if that didn't happen. He would have to struggle with moving forward because there was a question. As he saw this that I just read to you just a few moments ago, there was a question, and he says, "Art thou for us or for our adversaries?" So there was a question. He also had to overcome even the possibility of others and others casting doubt. But I think one of the biggest challenges, which kind of all takes those things that I mentioned and summarizes them in one word, and this is what we all have to face and we all have to fight, and that is we have to fight ourselves. because we can cause, with doubt within ourselves, fear within ourselves, the unknown within ourselves, and so on, we have to overcome how we feel on the inside. I mentioned to you before, and I'll mention it again, the verse in the Bible that says, greater that is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And so when we have that confidence, and we have that confidence that the Lord is going to help us, because no one wants to fail. No one wants to fail. I don't know anyone that starts their day and says, I'm so excited. They sit there at the kitchen table and drink their coffee and say, I just want to fail today. It's not there. Even some of in the workplace, even some of the worst employees, I just don't believe they set out to say, I want to fail today. Now, where the problem is where their standards aren't as high as others. And they think something is acceptable when it's not. But the point is that we have to win this battle within ourselves. And so tonight, I want us to take this passage, and this was just before that they were going into the battle to circle the walls, and these great walls. And in this passage it says, and it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho. And so he was there, and he lifted up his eyes and looked. And so as he lifted up his eyes and looked, he saw a figure. And of course, we read to you that just a few moments ago. But I want to share just a few things with us tonight in the time that we have. And I want us to consider winning the battle in the heart. And the first thing that we need to consider is the observation. He was by Jericho, and he was there, and he knew that it had to be conquered. And so he was by Jericho. And if he looked out and saw, if he was able to see that great city, that great place, those great walls, he would see, and he looked out, and he would see something very great. He would see a walled city. He would see the walls that were high and walls that were very thick. He would see that there were armed men on the inside to protect that wall. And he would see something great. And so one of the first things when you see something big, and think about yourself, how many times have you even said this, as I ask myself, how many times have I said it in my life, and you're faced with a great big wall, or you're faced with something big, and you say, how in the world can I get through this? How in the world? One of the challenges that I had when I graduated high school, I had no desire to go to school or go back to school. I had no desire to continue my education or anything like that. Matter of fact, people would say, "Are you going back to school?" And I would say, "I'm done. I'm done with it. I don't want any part of it." But the Lord had something different in mind. And so when I started to Piedmont, then I was gung ho. And my very first semester, you know, I had just been called into the ministry, and my very first semester, then I struggled. And my very first time, they put me on academic probation because I was struggling. It wasn't that I wasn't working. It wasn't that I wasn't doing. I just was struggling. And one of the advisors told me, who's gone on to be with the Lord now, he said, if you don't do something, he said, well, you're not going to be able to stay. because I was just struggling. I was struggling with the learning. I was struggling with a lot of different things, because you got to remember, when I was in high school, I had no desire to continue through school, and I was working with my hands and so on. Didn't think the Lord would ever call me to do that. So I ended up taking a semester off at Piedmont, and I went to GTCC. And I took some classes on just how to study, just how to learn, just how to figure out college. And so so once I got done, then I started building some of the confidence back, and then I went back and re-enrolled. They started me off with academic probation, and believe it or not, it took me 10 years, but I completed. And then I thought, okay, I'm done. And then the Lord saw fit, and then I completed my master's degree in Indiana. But the point is, I had no confidence. And when you make a mistake, or when you struggle with something, the first thing you do is you know, if it doesn't work the first time, then the first thing you want to do is give up. But when the Lord's with you, and when the Lord's directing you, and when the Lord's helping you, then we just need to look up like Joshua did. We just need to look up. And so one of the first things that comes to our mind, one of the first things that potentially could come to Joshua's mind is, the walls are just too big. There's no way that you can do that. And sometimes, if we're not careful, we can let the challenge before us, whatever it is, we can let the challenge before us defeat us before the battle ever starts. Before the battle ever starts, we can let that challenge defeat us. You have to remember, as I said before, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The Lord is going to help whatever the case may be. And you know, my first semester in school, I didn't want to. I mean, I felt about this tall. But the Lord directed me. And, of course, Darla was very patient, and Darla helped me a whole lot. And I'll be the first to give her a whole lot of credit that she was helping me and helping me study and all those things. But the point is, when you're doing something for the Lord, you don't give up. You don't give up. You just keep going. You may get directed in a different path, and it may be just an avenue, a new avenue that you take, but the point is, you don't give up. And so, you know, when we see great problems, then the first thing that we want to say is, I can't do this. I can't do this. But yet, if it's in front of us, we need to just look to the Lord. No matter how big, those walls were, God was going to give direction. And if Joshua did as the Lord said, those walls were going to come down. And I believe the walls can come down around us in our life if we just win the battle before it begins. And that's winning the battle of the heart, realizing that he is with us and that he helps us and that we can depend upon him. You know, a lot of times it's hard to depend on people sometimes, but we can always depend on the Lord. And so number two, think about the invisible battle. There is an invisible battle. And the invisible battle is in the mind. And if you look back to Numbers, and I just want to read a couple of verses with you. Numbers chapter 14, verses 1 through 5. The Bible says, And all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, Would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in the wilderness? And wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto the land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey, were it not better for us to return to Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us return unto Egypt. And Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before the assembly and of the congregation of the children of Israel. So the invisible battle is sometimes we have to face our past. The children of Israel, more times than this one, they would get into a bad way and they would say something to the effect of what I just read. Let's go back. Let's go back to Egypt. Let's go back. Because the times got hard. And Joshua would have to face, just like we all have to face, sometimes we have to face our past. But you know, our past is the past. Our present is the present. And our future is in God's hands. You know, we can't change the past, but what we can do is we can grow from the past. We can grow from the past. So Joshua, I'm sure, if he's like what I would be, maybe I should say, I would be thinking about, well, you know, we went out in this land and things are getting kind of tough. Let's go back. That invisible battle of the past. You know, I guess in some way, shape, or form, every one of us have failed to some point or another. Every one of us have made mistakes. Every one of us have made bad decisions. Every one of us has come up short. But I'm glad that we don't have to worry about our past, because our past is under the blood of Jesus. See, we don't have to, you know, our past doesn't dictate who we are. I mentioned it Sunday, and Brother Jim and I went to the rescue mission. And to be honest with you, I didn't know any of those men at the rescue mission Saturday night that we spent time with. Don't know anything about their past. All I know is they were there, and I believe that God had them there. And to be honest with you, it doesn't matter about their past, but God can work on them for their future. Sometimes we allow the invisible battle of facing the past defeat us as we go forward. No one likes to fail, but I think we can take some direction from Paul, and it's found in Philippians, and I want to read to you a couple of verses, and that is this. What do we do? How do we face? How do we conquer? How do we fight these battles? Well, it begins in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. The Bible says, now as though I have had already apprehended, either was ready, already perfect, but I follow after, if that many apprehend that for which I am apprehended of Christ. Goes on to say in verse 13, brethren, I count not myself to apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Verse 14 says, I press toward the mark for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We look to the future. We press to the future. We leave the past the past. The past is just a tool to help us for the future. But we leave the past the past. We focus on the things before. And you say, how do we do that? Three things. How can we do that? In that same passage in Philippians chapter 4, in the next chapter, how do we do that? Philippians 4, verse 4 and 5, the Bible says, Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. In verse 7, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. How do we do that? How do we focus on the things before? How do we focus on the challenges that we have before us? Well, first we praise. Praise the Lord because we know that He's with us, He'll help us, and He's already brought us through many, many other things. So we praise. And then we pray. We pray. I don't think that we should do anything that's before us, the battles in life, without praying and asking for guidance, asking for help, asking for wisdom, asking for instruction, and so we pray. And then when we do those things, when we praise and when we pray, then that peace that passes all understanding. And sometimes in those battles, we may have to fight those battles, but I'll be honest with you, sometimes I just want to look for that peace that the Lord gives. That peace that the Lord gives, and I'm grateful for that peace. Then lastly tonight, there just simply needs to be an openness. Openness. You know, the Lord already knows who we are. The Lord already knows our hearts. You know, we'll put up a front and seem stronger maybe than we are, and the Lord already knows who we are. You know, when Joshua and in these verses, about the middle of 13 and 14 and 15, Joshua is just given an openness. Joshua needed to be open, and he says, "Art thou with us or for our adversaries?" He wanted to know. He needed to be open. Are you for us or against us? Are you on our side or are you on their side? And he was just being open. And he was ultimately he was taking what was on his heart, and he was being open about it. And I think that's what we need to do with the Lord, is just be open. He already knows us anyway. He already knows our hearts. He already knows what's on our mind. So Joshua needed to be open with God. And he needed to see God and not the problem. Sometimes we see the problem and we don't see God. But if we look out, we see God everywhere. I was coming in, now that it gets dark a lot earlier, I don't know if anybody noticed it or not, but the moon was just ever so bright. And I believe it's called a beaver moon. And Darla and I were talking about it. I think I'm right. If I'm not, you'll just have to bear with me. But apparently that was apparent. I asked Darla, I said, "Well, why is it called a beaver moon?" And she said something about the hunting or something. But the point is, God spoke this world into existence. And you see that beautiful moon once the clouds kind of got from in front of it. And you look up and you see a great God that formed that beautiful moon. And you realize that He loved me so much that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And He spoke that moon into existence. And that great God can help us in any problem that we have. We have to look to God and not the problem. We have to look to God and not the problem. It doesn't mean we're not going to struggle. It doesn't mean that everything's going to go great and all those things. But we need to look at God and not the problem. And it's something we all need to do. And Joshua just simply needed to know, are you for us or are you against us? Are you going to help us? Are you going to be, against us? And then the answer came. And he said, "Nay, but as a captain of the host of the Lord am I now come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship, and said unto him, "What saith my Lord unto thy servant?" And verse 15 says, "And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, Loose thy shoes from thy feet or foot, and place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so." We need to see God and not the problem. Our focus is on Him. And when I think about that, how that He loosed His shoes, I think of worship. You know, there's not a single person that would ever go wrong by focusing in simply worshiping God. Worshiping Him. Worshiping who He is. Worshiping what He's done in our hearts. Worshiping what He's... You know, but if we're not careful, we think, well, what's going to happen in 5 years? What's going to happen in 10 years? What's going to happen in these years to come? And sometimes we start focusing on what the what ifs instead of just simply focusing on the present, and that's focusing on the Lord. That's what Joshua had to do. He had to focus on the Lord. He had to focus on, and he was told, you're ultimately take your shoes off and you're standing. Wherein thou standeth is holy. That's worship. And then the last thing I want to mention is the last three words of Joshua in this passage, Joshua chapter 5. The last three words was this, or is this. Joshua did so. He followed the Lord. He followed the Lord. You see, the battle has to be won in the heart before the battle can be won of whatever it is that you're facing. Joshua was faithful. He did as he was directed. And we know the story. We know how the walls came down. And those walls, you know, there wasn't anything but just simply them following the Lord, circling the trumpets and doing all, and we won't take time to read it, but if you take time tonight, read it as to what happened in chapter 6. But the end result was the walls came down. In verse 27 of chapter 6, "So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was known throughout all the country." Joshua followed the Lord. The battle was won, but I believe the battle for it to be won, the battle has to be won in the heart. Because if we're not careful, we can defeat ourselves. But think about that beautiful moon that we saw coming in tonight. And we think of God's creation and think about that mighty hand loves you. That mighty hand, you're one of His children through the Lord Jesus. He loves us, He cares for us, and He will help us no matter what battle there is. But we have to win it in the heart. Let's pray tonight. Father, we thank You for our time together. We thank You for those that are here, those that are viewing. And Lord, as we search our heart, whatever battles we may face, we may be in battles now. We may be wondering what's going to happen in years to come, what's going to happen in days to come, what's going to happen in the future. Help us to simply focus on You, get our leadership, get our guidance from You, get our help from You, and help us to realize that we're one of Your children. Help us to be obedient as Joshua. Help us, Lord. And we're thankful that we can win the battle of the heart before we face the battle in front of us. We thank You for the testimony of the walls coming down and the obedience of Your servant, demonstrating Your power, Your grace, Your mercy, Your strength. And help us to realize that that even applies to us today, having Your strength. Father, thank You for our time together. And we ask You bless us as we leave this place. For it's in Jesus' name. Amen.